USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is marking 80 years since the Pearl Harbor attack in Hawaii.
Next thing I knew, a line of bullets were going past me about 15 feet away. And I looked up and I saw the red ball on the fuselage of this airplane. I thought, my God, that's a Japanese plane. That's not our plane.
Herbert Efring speaking there on Fox News. Every year on December 7th, visitors from all over the world gather in Hawaii to honor the service members who were killed, as well as Pearl Harbor survivors and veterans. Numerous sites are offline because of an outage among Amazon Web Services. The company saying the root cause has been identified and work is underway to get things back online. Many of Amazon's products were dealing with outage issues as a result of what happened. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says the proposed $1.7 trillion Build Back Better bill needs a lot of changes. He expressed doubt that Democrats could pass the bill before Christmas. This as Republican Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell also calls into question some of the bill's record keeping and accounting.
The entitlement programs will surely last forever, but for accounting purposes, Democrats are pretending the money stops after a decade. Many states will not be keen to be socialist guinea pigs.
Changes to improve teen safety on Instagram are rolling out this week. The changes come a day before its CEO is supposed to testify before Congress on how the app impacts the mental health of teens and children. New updates include a Take a Break feature that will ask users to stop using Instagram momentarily. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A group is releasing a sobering statistic.
The number of police shot and killed in the line of duty has reached a new high, according to statistics from the Fraternal Order of Police. As of midnight on November 30th, there have been 314 officers shot in the line of duty this year. Of those officers shot, 58 of them were killed by gunfire. The FOP stated in a presentation on monthly statistics of shootings of police. Heather McDonald is an expert on the subject.
When you compare that 58 dead officers to the number of officers in the country, which is about 675,000, and then let's look at how many unarmed blacks have been fatally shot by a police officer this year. 4.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For decades, Democrats accused Republicans of cutting taxes for the rich. But it's the Democrats from high-tax states like New Jersey, California, and New York who are pushing for a bigger state and local tax deduction. The Wharton School of the University of Pennsylvania estimates that their proposed change in the SALT deduction would reduce the federal taxes of the bottom 80% by about $16 in 2022. For taxpayers in the top 1%, it would be a tax cut of nearly $16,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.